Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Australia commends Colombia on signing the peace agreement with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. Australia recommends Colombia commit the necessary legal, institutional, and financial resources to implement the agreement without delay in order to achieve sustainable peace. Australia is concerned at the targeted killing and harassment of community leaders, human rights defenders and witnesses in criminal proceedings related to human rights violations. Australia recommends Colombia strengthen efforts to protect activists and investigate alleged human rights violations and abuses, including by implementing guidelines set out in the Attorney General's Directive 002/2017. Australia acknowledges legislative efforts to address gender-based violence. Australia recommends Colombia take further measures to guarantee reparations for child victims of the conflict and ensure access to justice for victims of sexual violence, including Indigenous and Afro-Colombian women and women living in rural areas. Finally, while welcoming the establishment of the Restitutions of Land Special Unit, Australia once again recommends Colombia improve its lands restitution processes in order to provide timely justice for victims. Thank you.
Muchas gracias. Austria.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Austria warmly welcomes the delegation of Colombia and thanks them for their presentation. Austria would like to offer the following recommendation. Ensure that the rights of children and adolescents, in particular those who have been victims of forced recruitment and used by illegal armed groups, are fully protected and that their special vulnerability is taken into account during their incorporation into civil society. Employ the ongoing dialogue process with the ELN guerrilla as an opportunity to insist on the necessity of concluding a humanitarian accord to protect the civilian population in places of conflict. Ensure that human rights defenders are protected while carrying out their important work and that the judicial authorities conduct full and impartial criminal investigations so that perpetrators are held accountable. Ratify the OPCAT. We welcome the important steps undertaken by Colombia to achieve peace. The 2016 peace agreement has contributed to a considerable reduction of violations of international human rights and international humanitarian law. Nevertheless, we remain concerned about failures to fully implement the rights to truth, justice, reparation, and guarantees of non-repetition for all victims of the armed conflict. We welcome the recent establishment of a special investigative unit by the General Prosecutor's Office as an important step. Important challenges, inter alia a dramatic rise in killings of human rights defenders, as well as forced displacement.